Long story short, you know, I was out boogie boarding. It was my last day, and I had the little kids out there, but I thought I'd go out there and ride some big waves, and I was out on the boogie board, and a couple surfers were, you know, maybe 30 yards to my right, and there wasn't really anybody else out there until a couple minutes later, a guy came kind of floating out, maybe 30 yards to my left, and he just kept getting moved out into the sea, and there's some brown water around, so obviously I'm pretty good at an open water swimmer, so I recognize that he's in a riptide. He didn't have equipment, he didn't have a boogie board, fins, surfboard, and he didn't look like he could swim. So me and another surfer, you know, kind of teamed up, and we saw him really struggling and getting pulled out, and you know, he was splashing. We jammed over to him as fast as we could on our boards, and when we got to him, he was unresponsive, but he was head above water, you know, he was choking and gasping and obviously panicked. So me and the surfer dude, we picked him up and put him on the surfboard, and we had to hold him on the surfboard because he had no power, so he couldn't even hold on to it on his own. So all three of us were just kind of dangling out in the water for a little bit, and we kicked ourselves out of the riptide and started to head back to shore, and by then the lifeguards came out. So that was my last day. It was quite an open water experience.
I guess you have no time to think, huh? You just react.
Yeah, I don't even know if it was 10 minutes or 3 minutes. It was just, we saw the guy, we looked at him for a second, didn't look right. So we got to him pretty quick, and happened fast.
Have you heard from him since that happened?
No. We brought him to the, when we got him to the shore, the paramedics took over, and there's probably 15 of them. They kind of blocked the area off, and they moved everybody out of the way, and they worked on him for about an hour before they took him in an ambulance, so I didn't know his name. I think he's okay from whatever, you know, somebody read me the story. But he didn't speak English, so they had to bring an interpreter in, so there's no way to communicate with him.
So he was he talking to you guys at
no.
all?
No. So when we had him on the surfboard, he was totally unresponsive. Wow. He wasn't talking. He obviously couldn't speak English, but he couldn't speak anything, whatever his language was. So he was dead weight, and he was obviously alive and semi-alert, but no communication.